This is Living the RV Dream, episode 220 for Friday, December 17th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, and if your name is Drew, schoolie builders, I don't know if you follow Papa Drew, but Papa Drew, you know, we did the Q21 meetup back in January of last year, almost a year ago, and he's building a schoolie, and now he's got this contraption where he can put his side-by-side on top of his truck. It's like super cool, super cool. And I'm doing the same thing that I did last week. We're doing this live on YouTube before a live audience, if you will, and it's great because in this downtime of the year when we don't have not traveling a whole lot, although in January that's going to change dramatically. Of course, we're doing the Tampa RV Super Show, but before and after Tampa, we're doing a couple of things, and all throughout February, we're going to be traveling extensively throughout the United States. The Southeast. I don't think we're gonna go. I mean, we might go to into East Texas. Our friend Paul Falsey, he organized that meetup. That it was a rally, really. The rally we did in late spring 2019. In San Antonio, Texas, he organized that, and he's doing like a, they call him nowadays a barn dominium. You know, he has like 5 acres in eastern Texas, and it would be really cool to visit him and hang out with him and his wife, Tina, and that would be good. So let me see who I have here in the chat. We have the RV DJ, of course. We have Trailer Traveling. We have Dylan Reynolds. We have Barb and Jim, of course. And we have Mr. CLT in the house as well. By the way, before we continue, before we bring Barbara and Jim into the chat and the RV DJ and Dylan, what a great meetup we had last Saturday. I think it was the biggest one today. And I'm going to see if Alex can pitch in on that. Alex, his YouTube channel, Culture Lifestyle. And these are the things that I edit out when I do the podcast. Not live, but culture, lifestyle, travel, and he organized the whole thing. And I think we had like 80 people. It was crazy. It was the biggest one to date. And really happy to meet all the Pelican. It was overwhelming and humbling to be able to do that. I don't have too many comments here on the chat yet. As you know, this YouTube channel is relatively new, and it's remained dormant for the past year. But if you guys want to subscribe, just look for Living the RV Dream podcast. CLT, great door prizes. Yeah, we had some limited edition T-shirts. Of course, we had a Winnebago swag and the grand prize. I mean, of course, some CDs and stickers and magnets. But the grand prize was a Jackery. And, you know, over the years, I've collected several Jackeries that the company has sent me. And this was the small Jackery, but it won't run your microwave. But if you're in a situation where you need to charge your phone or run your computer for a couple of hours, it will definitely work for you. Now, let's bring into the stream our guest speakers for the day. I'm going to start with Sonia, the RV DJ. Hey, Sonia, how are you? Coming to us from New Jersey.
What's up, Robert? How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was all day hanging out in Homestead. You know, Homestead is like the gateway to the Florida Keys. They had this very, very interesting a fruit stand down there that has all kinds of exotic fruits from the Caribbean. It's really cool.
That's fun. Sounds like fun.
That was basically my day today. As you know, it's been mostly a work week. And by the way, Sonia, your birthday is coming up.
It's Saturday.
Saturday. You know, Saturday, by the way, announcement, I'm doing one of those mini teeny lounges. Are you gonna be there, or are you gonna be celebrating with someone else?
Well, I'll be there. I'll be doing your intermission. We'll send you that information tomorrow. Jim lost track of days. He thought today was Friday, and he's like, "Oh my God, I have to send Jim Robert the information." I said, "No, it's tomorrow. You can send it tomorrow." So yeah, well, I'll do the intermission, and then afterwards, I'm gonna have my birthday live stream. So.
Oh, we'll definitely be there and to support you as well, and sing happy birthday to you, of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I'll be there.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob. Rob's in the chat. Rob on the road.
No, Rob. No, I was just looking at the chat. Rob on the road. Hello, Rob on the road. And I wanted to, CLT is mentioning that last Saturday at the meetup, actually, we were drinking Pelican Head IPA. You know, Lost City Brewing Company decided to... They liked the name so much that they decided to name one of their IPAs Pelican Head. So I was really humbled that they decided to do that. And it was actually really good. It's... CLT is going to be in Las Vegas. I envy you so much, man. You're going to be in Las Vegas this weekend. You know, it's I'm getting that... I don't call it cabin fever, but I'm calling it the itch to hitch. And I'm I can't wait for January when we get on the road. Now I'm going to bring into the stream our friends, Barb and Jim. Jim, coming to us. It's nighttime where Jim is. Where are you, Jim?
Well, we're the official show. Yeah, I don't know. Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, which oddly enough was founded in Indiana. In Clarksville, Indiana.
We met up with a friend, the guy that did all the landscaping work at the campground down here, the one that I think you met him, Robert. He builds gas stations down here, building a house up in Crystal River, but he stays down here while he's building gas stations.
So you're staying down there at Southern Comfort RV Resort?
No, we're not. We haven't went there. We're probably actually going to stay at the other place that you left me at.
Well, that place is Robert is here. No relation to me, but it's been there since 1959, and it's like probably the oldest fruit stand in South Florida, and they have all kinds of exotic fruit that a lot of people don't know, like mamey, you know, stuff that we knew back, you know, in Cuba and in the Caribbean. We're familiar with some of these fruits, and very few people know them, like mamey, guanabana, anon, that kind of thing.
Well, we took little Robert wanted to check out that truck. And so we drove out towards the Everglades and went down a few miles, and he took over, and he's driven Robert is here fruit truck, straight truck, but he had never driven a truck with as many years as that truck, and he handled it like a pro.
Oh, really? Yeah. I have to drive that semi truck one of these days. I'm trying to play here with the different settings.
No, you can, and he did. He was happy, real happy about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, when I visit Ohio next spring, we'll do something.
unless we have that. Well, even after Tampa RV show, who knows? Maybe I can find the right spot for you to drive down there. Yeah, at least you drive around the fairgrounds down there.
You think that would be wise? Well, I drove a Class A for the first time on I-4 right there, right next to the fairground. So what could possibly go wrong, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to cut this short because I don't know when they're going to call us in, but I just wanted to say.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all you did today. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you.
All my friends by the name of Robert seem to go over the top. So,
Roberts are generally nice. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for stopping by. And you know who else we have here on the stream? We have Dylan Reynolds. Hey, Dylan, how are you, man? Finally, you are online with us live.
Well, I just want to add, hey, Robert. Hey, Sonia.
What are you doing?
Hey, Dylan.
You're on?
Oh, yeah. I just want to let people... first of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Dylan Reynolds, and I am a viewer to Robert's channel and to Let Me Have Productions channel. And I first appeared on Robert's chat on October 11, 2019. and I've made, and I've been doing a lot of things. And also, you know, in terms of travel, I travel to London, Ontario. I travel to London, Ontario, a couple times a year in the summer, fall, around Christmas. And I've been appearing on my school's board meetings in the past couple of weeks.
Well, thank you, Dylan. Thank you for stopping by. Now I don't have to play your message because you're here live with us.
Well,
so thank you so much.
I actually just want to tell people I record my message to his podcast at 6. I keep in mind it was like recording like sometime after 6 in the morning.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dylan, for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. I do want to say that when I first appeared on Whereby, the reason why I could not see me was that I did not have a webcam at the time.
Well, now the webcam seems to be working perfectly, and thank you so much for your input, for your feedback, and for always being there here on the podcast and on the live
Robert.
Streams and all that. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And with that, we're gonna play some of your voicemails here that I have on the. On SpeakPipe, if I could only find it. And the first one is from Heather and Todd Adams.
Hi, Robert. Are you going to Alaska this year in 2022?
And this is the thing. And by the way, if you guys want to come on the chat, or if you want to leave a comment on the chat, if you're watching live on YouTube, more than welcome to. We have Christopher Olson from Sweden here on the live chat, by the way. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Sonia. And thank you, Jim, for being on the live stream. This is a lot of fun, and this is a format that if you guys like, I know for those of you only listening on the podcast, you know, sometimes it may be different. But talking about Alaska, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to Alaska this year. Many reasons, you know, Omicron, many things happening that it's still uncertain times. You would think 2 years later things would have been more normal, but still not. And second, the trailer that I'm towing right now is a loaner. It's a loaner from Winnebago, and technically, I could get it across the border. I mean, I could speak to them, maybe do something. But I think I'm gonna save Alaska for next year. I already made up my plans for this year, and it's gonna be earlier in the year. I'm gonna make it more of a spring road trip, slowly making our way out west. As I said, kind of following the Lewis and Clark route. So it's gonna start in Washington D.C. most likely on April 1st, and then working my way, you know, through West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, Cincinnati, Louisville, Paducah. By the way, our heart goes with all the folks in Western Kentucky and Tennessee. You know, those tornadoes were quite something, and really, it's horrible. It's been horrible. What happened last week with all those tornadoes in that area. But in any case, after that, you know, we're going to continue working our way west. You know, I'm going to revisit St. Louis, Missouri. When I went there, as you know, when the Gateway Arch was under construction, and it was kind of a mess. And then we're going to revisit Kansas City, which I visited, but it was in the heart of the summer 2020, you know, the highest of the pandemic. So I didn't do much of indoor activities, which now I intend to do. And then continue west, you know, following the Missouri River into Omaha, Sioux City, and into South Dakota and North Dakota. South Dakota, of course, I'm going to make a detour to see Mount Rushmore. And Crazy Horse and the Black Hills and Custer State Park, all that, you know, and then continue north through Williston, North Dakota, and then cross the Rockies in northern Idaho, and eventually we'll land on the Columbia River and work our way out to the ocean. Here we have a message on the chat from from trailer traveling with Omicron. The Canadian government is already talking about restrictions. I don't know if I can take another year not going to South Jersey. I hear you. I hear you. And it's as I say, as we all know, in certain times, and you know, we all have to play by ear and take it one day at a time. What can you do? And hopefully, eventually, one of these days, you know, this is all gonna be a distant memory.
Robert, it's Joe Capobianco, big fan of the show. When you go on your Lewis and Clark trip, make sure you make a stop through Pittsburgh, PA. Lots of fun, lots of brew houses, and you'll find the IPAs are pretty darn good here too, man. So if you stop through, I'll stop by, man, and chat. Thanks, man.
So that was a message from Joe Capobianco, and he's telling me to go to Pittsburgh, PA. And of course, we already did that in the beginning of fall 2021. And that's one of the things I was talking to Jim today, actually, about that. Because he says, no, it's good that you stay 6 months behind, because that way if something happens, you have enough video. Like for me, it was a blessing in disguise during the beginning of the pandemic, because bye Dylan, thank you so much for being on the podcast here. And you know, I had at least 2 or 3 months worth of content to continue posting. A lot of people were scrambling to post content because everybody was locked down during those March, April, and even May. Late May, we did our first camping trip. But I want to catch up. There's several reasons I want to catch up. I don't want to be that far behind. But Carl Homan, I have trouble planning for tomorrow. Listen to you, Carl Homan, here on the chat on YouTube. But which, by the way, if you wanna do this, I'm gonna try, and I'm not gonna promise a set schedule, anything like that. But I'm gonna try to make it pretty much every Thursday at 7 p.m. as I'm doing today, living the RV dream after dark here. And so if you want to subscribe to the YouTube channel, just search for Living the RV Dream Podcast, and you should find it on YouTube, and check it out. Yeah, because this is going to be fun. This is something relatively new that I'm doing here. Especially, I'm not going to be able to do this when I'm in the middle of nowhere, South Dakota. Maybe there's no internet. Although, in Medora, North Dakota, has one of the best LTE signals in the whole country. So, okay, Daniel Aranas is asking, are you heading to Anchorage, Alaska next year? Most definitely, the plan for Alaska, and I had a very ambitious plan for Alaska. I want to arrive in Fairbanks, of course. And if we can arrive on the summer solstice, which is December. Hello, Robert too, McFly, which is OCLT is asking, are there moderator settings here? Probably not yet. This is a brand new, but you know what? I can make you moderator. No, I can't. This is weird. I have to figure that one out, Alex. But I lost my train of thought here. In Alaska, I'm going to arrive in Fairbanks, of course. That's where the Alaska Highway, that's the terminus, the northern terminus. And on the summer solstice, I would like to do the Dalton Highway that I did back in 2010. The original idea was to do it in 2020 for the 10th anniversary of that trip. Then the second original idea was in 2021, do it for my 50th birthday. That didn't work out so well either. And but now I don't want to do that. I want to do either the Dalton Highway on that summer solstice, right after the you know, exactly like I did in 2010, right after the Midnight Sun Festival in Fairbanks, or the Dempster Highway. And that might require a trailer a little more sturdy than the one I have right now. But yeah, definitely going back to Anchorage, going to Denali National Park. Yeah, summer solstice, June 21st. Thank you, Christopher Olson. You know, I know it was the 21st. I have my dates confused sometimes. I'm having one of those nights. It's been a long day. I just had dinner. So sometimes when I just had dinner, you know, everything is possible. But of course, Denali National Park, and there's so much to see in Alaska that even thinking of going to Kodiak, which is this island of the coast there, and the place where you can see the bear and the Seward, of course, and Tok, and so many places. I'm trying to look at the map right now, and nothing comes to mind, but definitely Anchorage and Homer. Of course, Homer is another place that I want to visit. Lots of places to see, and when we make it there, when we know for sure that we are going to be able to make it there, I'll make one of those meticulous plans that I used to do. The Anton Rob on the Road says the Anton Anderson Memorial Tunnel would make for great driving footage. What is the Anton Anderson? And Anton Anderson Memorial Tunnel in Anchorage, Alaska, of course. We'll definitely do a lot of footage out there. Daniel Aranas, how long would you stay at your home base in Miami, Florida? Are you having a morning run at the Gables, Florida, at the Coral Gables, Florida? And we're going to stay here until at least the first week of January. And then we're going to up to Pelicamp. Then we're going to the Tampa RV show, then back to Pelicamp, and then I don't know, but we're going to be here in South Florida for at least 3 more weeks, I would say. And yeah, I'm trying to run pretty much every morning. It doesn't show yet. I haven't dropped an ounce, but I'm trying to get a little bit more into regain my health, if you will. CLT says to hit that like button. Yes, everybody, and thank you so much for hitting the like button, for being here in this kind of unprecedented live stream. By the way, as you know, I'm still shipping CDs, stickers, and magnets here from home. I'm going to the post office tomorrow, and I might go back one more time, see if we can make it some of them before Christmas. But if you want to order tonight, if you want to receive something before Christmas, it's travelingrobert.com, and just click on merchandise, and we'll be able to do that. Well, I don't think Dylan is here anymore, but I'm going to play his pre-recorded message. Every week he sends a voicemail.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the River Colorado area of Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, for the beginning of my song request, I would like to, the song I would want to hear would be Everybody by the Bastard Boys. Everybody by the Bastard Boys.
I don't.
My second question is,
I don't think that one is going to happen. I don't know the words.
If you are, I feel like that during the summer of 2021, even it, or not 2021, sorry, guys, 2022. I would like you, if are you planning, I feel like even if Alaska does not happen, would you like to do the Trans-Canada all the way to Ontario? Yes, and my final question is, I'm wondering, will there be a live stream on Christmas Eve this year? I don't know for sure about that. And today is Saturday, December 11th, 2021. By the time you're hearing this, it'll be Friday, December 17th, 2021. So, he ends the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, I like the live podcast and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you so much for thank you for reminding me, actually, because certain announcements this week. Actually, this is the first of 3 live streams in a row. Tomorrow, I'm talking to the live stream right now. For those of you listening to the podcast on Fridays, tonight we're having the regular live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Saturday 5 p.m. we're doing a mini teeny lounge, And I don't know exactly what the theme is going to be, but I think I'm going to do it more or less like the last time we did it. The first half, you know, standards kind of, you know, in English. And then the second half is going to be more Latin, a little more salsa, merengue, a little bit of Spanish music, which, as you know, it was my wheelhouse, my bread and butter when I was doing this live at different nightclubs here around Miami. I did it for the better part of at least 20 years. What else? Christmas Eve. Most likely not going to do a live stream on Christmas Eve. That's the day that we're all going to be with the family and this and that. So I'm not going to do a Christmas Eve live stream, but I'm going to do a New Year's Eve live stream. And that was going to be probably again at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to celebrate midnight in Europe. My mom, of course, is going to be in Dubai. She's taking a vacation in Dubai. She's going to celebrate New Year's Day. I think it's 3 p.m. our time. But I'm going to see if she can send me some footage of that celebration so I can share it with you guys. And that's basically it. Daniel Aranas, are you planning to have a mini-tini lounge at your RV park or a KOA while doing summer solstice trip? Probably not at a KOA. I don't want to, unless we do something official, you know, with the KOA. I don't want to do something like that. But I am planning something at Pelicamp for sure. I'm planning something at Pelicamp for sure. I want to call it Pelicamp Fest. Maybe we will do it early next year or at some point. I'll give you ample warning, and we'll do a concert. We'll do a contest. Or a raffle, rather, and you know we're gonna have a good time. Whoever can make it to that remote area of Florida, Rob on the road. I might just have to pop in next week. Robert across the world. Robert's across the world. I'm telling you, and we are an international show, and I thank each and every one of you for that. And now we're gonna start wrapping it up. As you know, these shows during this downtime are gonna be. Sometimes a little shorter, and let me see if I can do this. Let me play you the latest, and the Patreons listened to a different version, but today I'm gonna share because I'm kind of proud of this latest tune that I came up with. This is called Falling Water, and there's two versions. There's the Niagara Falls version that you're gonna listen to in this Sunday's video. And then there's this version, which I'm calling the album version. It's a little longer. And that's all. That's all for today. Until next week, thank you so much for listening and watching if you're watching the live stream. And see you on the road because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle because I'm free in my RV.